This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:52 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We now have Sean Tanis of our news desk joining us for our market wrap. And Sean, I mean, it's looking increasingly like the CMCO is going to be lifted next week. And considering the amount of travel we've been seeing people attempt, there is the possibility that people are planning their holidays. I think there's a real craving for a break from what 2020 has been. And we've also seen things like travel bubbles between countries where COVID-19 infections are under control. I think New Zealand and Australia, for example, is one. Do you think that that's a possibility for us?
Right. It does look like people will finally get to, you know, travel beyond their car porch.
I don't know, but we'll see.
Sometimes I wear blazer and necktie just to throw the rubbish outside. But yeah, I think it's encouraging for a lot of people in the travel sector, which was the worst hit industry. And we spoke to the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents, or MATA, to get some insight into what they see the road to recovery should be. And the general feeling is that we have to take baby steps, meaning start with local travel first and then regional and then maybe a little bit further. So for local travel, we can start to look at staycations. You know, it can help out local hotels, Airbnbs, and also related local businesses like F&Bs. And of course, this is conditional with strict health and hygiene protocols in place, because even if we open the borders, I think the reality is people are still concerned about traveling and spending time at a place far away from their home. So when it comes to regional travel, a travel bubble remains a possibility, like you mentioned just now. If you look at countries like Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, they have their own Baltic bubble. And then there's Australia and New Zealand, you mentioned just now. And then another one that's being talked about is Singapore and China. And on that note, MATA SecGen Nigel Wong confirmed to BFM News that a travel bubble is indeed being considered by the Ministries of Health, Tourism, and MITI. And this was his comment.
In a meeting we had recently with MOH, MITI and MOTEC, this travel bubble idea was discussed. And indications are that every sector, government and private, are looking forward to this. This travel bubble understanding is actually one of the better mechanisms that governments can agree on. Now, the travel bubble itself is basically a certification to say that any travel between citizens of these two countries will not result in 14-day quarantines, for example. That will actually go a long way to instilling that much-needed confidence into the travel sector.
And that's pretty interesting, right? Because when you look at the bubble of Singapore and China, I was under the impression that we were looking at neighboring countries. Yeah. But Singapore and China are not physically near. Yeah. But then again, with modern travel being what it is, you don't have to have that physical proximity. Before we get into it, are you keen? I mean, if Malaysia were to open up a travel bubble with another country, do you see yourself, you know, using your passport, going to the airport, flying?
Maybe. Yes, maybe.
But right.
And I think it should come with other sort of incentives and packages, promotions. Like, I think Japan is doing it. Everything is 50% now, hotels and all these. That might encourage people to travel.
I think people will also feel potentially uncomfortable about not knowing what SOPs in different countries are. So I think that might be something that needs education. But for me, I'm quite excited about spending my travel ringgit here in the country. I think a staycation is nice, you know, going to another state is nice. I don't know about going abroad. So is there any indication yet which countries might link up with Malaysia if it happens?
So one consideration is that not many of us, like you say, want to travel abroad by plane, for example, right? Basically, you are locked up in a metal tube with strangers. Having said that, it might be safer than other modes of transport. People are saying, if you read even online, they're saying that the air inside the plane is continuously sanitized. Everyone is seated facing forward. And I believe most airlines will leave gaps between seats for physical distancing as well. But again, it's entirely up to the public and relevant sectors, right, to build that trust and confidence going forward. So when we spoke to Nigel, he also told us that MATA is recommending to the government to start with places where people can actually drive first and then take it from there.
We're not too sure which countries the government are going to be engaging yet because it's still fairly new. But we have recommended that travel bubbles be considered between our closest neighbours because access by road is still affordable, right? So Thailand, Brunei because of Sabah, Sarawak, and Singapore, obviously.
That was Nigel Wong, the Secretary General for MATA. And you know, the thing is also about planes is that every time we've talked about it on air, someone will tell a horror story about a foot sticking through an armrest or, you know, some other awful behavior on a plane. And I'm just thinking about that in this age of COVID-19 and how it would just be unbearable if anything like that happened.
Totally.
Yeah. So moving on to Bursa. AirAsia Group shares were rising earlier today. What's happening on the counter?
Yeah, so... Well, it's got nothing to do with reports about the potential travel bubble, it seems. AirAsia basically rose 288 sen earlier. It's the highest since April 20th. This comes on the back of a Starbiz report saying AirAsia is in talks to sell 10% shares to SK Corp, which is South Korea's third largest conglomerate. And the report also quoted sources that the sale will take place via a private placement of new AirAsia shares at 1 ringgit per share. And if the deal goes through, AirAsia will raise more than 334 million ringgit. In fact, the report also said SK Corp will initially they wanted to acquire more than 10% stake. And at close today, AirAsia was up 4% at 86 sen.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. Now, in line with that, we did also get a message from Yap, who says, what happens if a sudden spike and border closure occurs during, you know, this travel bubble situation, causing one to be unable to return home? And I think that's such an interesting comment because, of course, we saw a lot of incidents of people being stranded abroad during this time of the MCO, and also because different countries shut down, right, at different times and closed their borders. So I understand the concern. And that, I think, is something that you're right, the travel industry is going to actually have to address as part of this exercise in building confidence of people actually going abroad. Although, of course, the ultimate hope is that if you do establish this travel bubble, it would be within two countries that really had things very much under control. So if that offers any comfort at all, yep, you know, I think that's really all we have going for us at the moment. But in the meantime, it is coming along to 5:59. So we are going to head to the 6 o'clock news and then we'll be right back with more stories. After that, you're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.